listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing. Yes, yes. Good evening and good morning, wherever you are. You are currently tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right here on RBN. Yes, I've got my co-host, Will Turbitt, okay, the man wonder. From the
Big Mike.
The man of truth.
Real truth. In the crib, I'm out here on the road. We were talking last night about that cult. I delved more into it. I got my friend who's, I would consider him an expert on cults here, kind of lurking in the background, too. Maybe we could chat a little bit more about that. Maybe he can pop on. I got a couple things. I know you threw quite a few things in the chat and a few articles. And, you know, V, I like to highlight the fact when we're right and we call something ahead of time, we've made a bunch of predictions that have come true. And so now, later in the show, we made another prediction here that came true. So it's just it's going to be good to pat each other on the back once again, just because, hey, we make these predictions and then we looked at us crazy and then the mainstream media comes out and it's true.
Exactly. Well, us conspiracy theorists are crazy. We're crazy, right? But yet, are we still crazy? I want some kind of confirmation. Are we still crazy when things that we say come true? Are we still crazy? Or are we just lucky? It just happened to go that way. There's this in the Illuminati card game, there's this card called Conspiracy Theorist. And it says, they give us such wonderful ideas. So, you know, it's like, wow. No, we see what's coming down the tunnel. Okay? We actually see the proverbial canary die. Y'all don't see it, but we see it. We're down in here in these trenches. We're down in here in these tunnels. You're not. Okay, so I want to start the show off by saying, you know, taxes, taxes, taxes. The only two things guarantee in life are taxes. Well, taxes and death. I don't pay taxes. And there's a reason for that. And I can tell you. Yes, I'm a loophole master. I found loopholes here and there for just about everything. I've been a loophole master my entire life. It's kind of my superpower. But these scum suckers, can I say cocksuckers? Is that FCC approved? These cocksuckers.
I don't know. That's a good one. That sounds like I would say no, but that's right on the edge. Right? Mike, what's the word on that?
I think that was in Carlin's however many things you can't say.
Oh, okay. Well, then we have to put that one out. Okay. Well, these sea suckers, the IRS, I tell you what.
Kill me, you sea sucker.
Well, you know, they owe me money. They owe me money. They're being very slimy about it, too. They're doing every loophole way. Now, okay, I want people to understand something. If you're new to the show, I am a targeted individual. What that means is I am someone that is considered an undesirable. Someone who does that the establishment, the either the shadow government or the deep state does not want living anymore. Now, that means you're up for a covert social program that is meant to take away all your resources, get you looked at as a crazy person, and then basically to get you to kill yourself. Now, I've been on this program for quite some years. I was told it would only take about 3 months. Now, here I am about 5 years later. Well, more than that. About 6 years later, here I am, kicking the crap out of these a-holes, exposing them, helping other target individuals get into better positions in life, and helping them get an understanding, because when you have knowledge, knowledge is power. When you have that knowledge, you it doesn't matter, you don't have a penny in your pocket. When you got the knowledge in your mind, you become a general. And a war that most people can't see. So, I've helped out a lot of people. I raised up a lot of commanders. But I just want to say, yeah, there's basically two tactics that they use to try to destroy you as a target individual. One, they will use services connected to them to destroy you, or they will take away services to try to destroy you. So let's say with the IRS, let's say you owe some money, right? It's not a substantial amount of money, but you find out that your check is being garnished or something like that. In my case, it was college debt. College debt that I didn't have to pay back. They hit me with it anyways. Now, yes, the IRS will come after you for money, but typically they will wait. They'll try to get in contact with you, to try to get you to come out with a plan, see if there's some kind of money that you might have on the side that you could pay out of that, or you know, they'll try to contact you and get you to be able to pay them in any way possible that does not inconvenience you. No, not if you're a target individual. They will start deducting money out of any money that you have that they can reach at the most inconvenient time. And it's done as a punishment, like, so that you know. Oh, you messed with the government. Oh, here's this. Oh, you got some food stamps? Oh, we'll just accidentally take some of that away from you. You check in with the office. They don't know what the hell happened. Oh, glitch in the system. So, anyhow. but here I am in a situation where the IRS owes me money. It's not the other way around. They owe me money. Now, they're doing every slimy, grimy, limey, blimey thing in the book to try to get out of paying me. Now, I've recorded all these phone calls, and, well, I've just about had it. I was about done with these sea suckers, okay? These baby D suckers. I just about had it. So I will be releasing the compilation. I don't know. I'm going to call them the IRS tapes. I'll be releasing them at some point in the future. Some point in the future. After all the personal information has been scrubbed out of it. And just to show you how much these people will lie. They'll lie, they will lie. Now, for the IRS, I'm going to tell you this. When you have something like the IRS, and it doesn't matter how many people you call, they all have something different on the computers, as far as your personal information is concerned. That's a bit terrifying. Because that is not only a lot of incompetent people you have to deal with. That's an incompetent system. Oh, COVID-19. Listen, if the country suffered a nuclear attack, you're going to count up all that debt and get out of somebody else's asses in a day, in a heartbeat. IRS, don't play around with me. Somebody's gonna absorb that. Something's gonna absorb that, and you're gonna figure it out very quickly. Well, the snipes couldn't get away from you. He was a rich man. Was a rich man. So I don't know who you're fooling with all these lies. So, not only do I have to go after the NSA, the CIA. Now I gotta put the IRS on my hit list. And it's sad. It's sad. Things I gotta do. No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. No. I'm at this point, you know, I've been sharpening my teeth on the meal bone for quite some time. This old dog is gonna get up and start biting. And I just cannot wait to look at the stupid looks on your faces when I've got you dragged in the court, in the European court. I can't wait. I'm gonna have some hell of a resources here pretty soon. And I tell you the truth, I'm not even have to pay for this out of my own pocket. Some people are going to want to see this just to see this. Because it's going to make a great story. They'll be plastered all over social networks. There you can see my shiny face. Right there in the courtrooms. Making a mockery of your system. Because it's already a joke. But anyhow, I don't want to take up any more time with my personal stuff. it's just disgusting. I find myself, you know, when you wake up with an illness, and it's just like, ugh, it's terrible. I cannot believe I can't go through this. Well, that's the same thing. I wake up every day with that disgust of the system. And it's like, except for, you know, there's no vitamins for it. There's nothing I can just pop in my mouth and take a swig of coffee and go about my day. There's nothing for that. So, you know, I gotta do my therapy, my treatment right here on the show. And hopefully it helps some of you people out there from my experience. So, anyhow, I don't want to take up too much more of the show's time for this, but, yeah. When I get rich, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, I'm moving to Africa. I'm letting my tax dollars go to a country that maybe could use, a little something-something. I'm definitely not getting into the United States. I'm not giving it to Poland. Not especially after they what they did to my girl's family. Just because I'm here. I'm moving to Africa. I'm like Wesley Snipes. I'm like Dave Chappelle. I'm moving to Africa. Just so y'all know. Well, what you got for us today?
I got a lot. I know you got some clips. I even sent over something out of Bloomberg, which I've yet to get to, but it's about Prince Andrew and a bank. And that kind of goes with, I got a few articles here. I guess I'll tease a couple of them now and we can go in any direction or we can play some of your clips. But let's see. Sorry.
I forget to mute my computer here. Whoa, yeah. I like that. They didn't even want to switch to like Knight Rider mode. They didn't even want to.
Yeah, that was pretty 80s. Like, that was...
All right. They didn't even want to go full blown vigilante. Okay.
Fill it in. All right, I got some news about Woody Allen today. Let's start with this one here. This is from Vanity Fair article. If you're scoring at home, Drew Barrymore was quote. Gaslit into working with Woody Allen, she tells Dylan Farrow. Anybody's following Dylan Farrow recently? It's all very interesting stuff. This is by Savannah Walsh. Subheadline, there was no higher career calling card than to work with Woody Allen, said the host of her 1996 film, Everyone Says I Love You. Then I had children, and it changed me. Following the release of HBO's four-part docuseries, Allen vs. Farrow, which thoroughly detailed sexual assault allegations made against Woody Allen by his then 7-year-old daughter, Dylan Farrow, Drew Barrymore has expressed regret over working with the filmmaker. She spoke with Farrow herself on Monday's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show, saying that her relationship to appearing in one of Allen's movies changed after the birth of her daughters. I worked with Woody Allen. I did a film with him in 1996 called Everyone Says I Love You, and there was no higher career calling card than to work with Woody Allen, end quote, Barrymore told Farrow about Farrow's adopted father, who has called the sexual abuse allegations, quote, categorically false and has never been criminally charged. Yeah, has never been criminally charged. This guy married his own adopted daughter. What the heck? Then I had children, and it changed me because I realized that I was one of the people who was basically gaslit into not looking at a narrative beyond what I was being told. And I see that happening in the industry now, and that is because of you making a brave choice. So thank you for that. And then here, too, it says, Barrymore joins a long list of actors, including Kate Winslet, Timothy Chalamet, I don't know who that is, Elliot Page, who have denounced their collaborations with Allen. So they'll work with them, and now they'll denounce with them after the fact. So it's good that some of this is coming out, and I'm actually more optimistic than ever. And another part about this, too, is Woody Allen was really good friends with, of course, Jeffrey Epstein. As we've documented as well before, but he's got this close relationship. He's marrying his own daughter. I mean, and Hollywood just now coming kind of to a reckoning to this. Drew Barrymore, you know, I'm not a big Hollywood person, especially the last 10, 15 years. I've barely seen any movies at all the last 10 or 15 years. I wasn't a super big film buff before that, but I could appreciate a good movie. You know, I know Drew Barrymore. She's been in a few movies I've seen in the past. Obviously, E.T. And I remember going back to E.T., you know, she was like, what, 5, 6 years old? She was calling people penis breath. And I've heard some weird allegations, too, about Steven Spielberg. So I'm optimistic and happy that this information is starting to come out and some of these pervs are being called for what they are.
Well, I think, you know, I used to call that guy Woody Fallon. Like, you know, his name's not really Woody, right? But I don't know, what is his birth name? Does anybody know? But Woody fits him.
It's a pretty weird name to take upon yourself.
Yeah, Woody the Woodpecker. Yeah,
I got it. It's Alan Stewart Konigsberg.
Wow, that's super Jewish.
Yeah, I was going to say, he thought that was too Jewish for Hollywood, so he's like, yeah, I'm going to go with Woody Allen.
Holy crap. Oh, wow. Well, so,
you have that, and I guess I wanted to tease, like, the bigger stuff, but then you also, like I said, then you got Woody Allen tying to Epstein, too, so, I mean, obviously, there's something to that. He's marrying his own daughter, which is really weird. And then this, I just well, we skipped the
first
Well,
I mean, is that like, you know, that's like, it's, you go from, hey, let me cut the crust off your peanut butter jelly sandwich there, kiddo, to hey, whoa, hey there, you been working out? Well, how you switch from one to the other?
You know what, I hate to say this, but I haven't failed too very often in my life. I'm a pretty good read of people, and, you know, you really can't judge a book by its cover, but, I mean, just looking at that dude, he's not talented.
No.
And then, I mean, I don't even think he was, and the disgusting thing is, I don't even think he was cutting the peanut butter crossed off and them waiting. I think this guy was just in it, probably, you know, raping this girl at a young age.
Oh, wow. In it to get in it from the very beginning.
Can you imagine if you, me, Donald Trump, or any Republican, you guys know I hate Donald Trump, and I spent 6 years speaking out against him. But just like if he would have married his own adopted daughter, that's weird. That's hanging around with Jeffrey Epstein. That's weird. A lot of people have gotten in the past about their history with Jeffrey Epstein, but luckily, not anymore. And now.
There's no family fortune. There's no royal bloodline or dynasty to keep together. There's no mass amounts of land with sheep on it. So there's no reason to enter family marrying at this point. Ever. You know, just none of those reasons historically. So to marry your adopted daughter. There's no way you can convince me that she was giving him the eye for a whole decade. You know, hey, when you only have a piece of that old man, you know, there's just no way you can convince me that she'd been waiting on him for him. There's no way. So there had to have been some molestation, not just grooming, but some sort of molestation. There had to be. Am I first to say that? Am I first to dare say that?
No.
Because I've never heard it before. I think he was molesting her. It fits, doesn't it? Fits the scenario. What do you think, Will?
I mean, it's just so crazy. And it also, the daughter thing made me think about, oh yeah, what did we cover here? And what have I covered for a very long time? Oh yeah, Obama, he let his daughters go, his young, underage daughters go intern at Hollywood 2 with Harvey Weinstein. People say, well, maybe that's just an accident, mistake. He didn't know. No. In order to be a chef, to be a sous chef, you have to go. You have to get interrogated by 7 different intelligence agencies, and Obama just sends his daughters to do that. And then you also have Weinstein's connection with Jeffrey Epstein as well too. And so all these Hollywood pedos have just been doing that for so long. Elijah Wood came out and said it. Corey, what's the guy's name? Corey Feldman. All these people have come out and said it, but we still have yet to really see the camp. But I think
as a kid, I used to always say, "Wow, Elijah Wood is fruity." As a kid, like, what you know, I'm not a homophobe. I've never been a homophobe. At the time, my best friend was gay. He used to play the pink Power Ranger. I'd always be the black Power Ranger. Like, we know. So, at the time, when I was a small kid, like, that Elijah Wood, he is fruity. Somebody did something to him. Nobody ever told me about pedophiles. Pedophiles was not... That word was not part of my vocabulary. Okay? I just knew something happened to... I could sense it. Maybe I'm an empath. Or I used to be an empath. But I knew these things when I was a kid. It's like, holy crap. I feel this just looking at him. So I when that story came out, I was like, I knew it. If as an empath, as a child, I could feel that, how come nobody else did? Are people too afraid to talk about these things? Like I said, no, seriously, pedophilia was not something, it didn't exist in my world. I didn't learn what a pedophile was until my late teens. I didn't know that stuff existed. Let alone, you know, family. Incestual pedophilia. I didn't learn about that till afterwards. So, it's strange. I mean, what do you think, Will? I'm sorry, I interrupted you again, Will. I'm interrupting you today like crazy.
Well, you pay me back from yesterday because I talked for like every single break yesterday. I could not shut the hell up yesterday to save my life. But no, I agree, man. It's like it's really strange, funky stuff. But like I'm saying, I got some good news coming back at some point on the other side of the break. I know we're going to break in a minute or two. I'll tease a Joe Biden joke. I don't know if you guys have heard Gone Wrong, or was it a joke, or was it they say on. Not every joke, but almost every joke, there's a little bit of truth. So we'll come back and talk about that. But we do have some good news, too, and some optimistic stuff to look forward to on the other side, too. And plus, like I said, I got a couple clips. I know you got, well, I got one clip. And I actually got two clips. And I know you got a few clips.
All right, we'll get to it. Guys, stay tuned.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back. Yes, yes, yes. I want to jump in here with the first clip that we have for you today. Let's go ahead and do that.
Do you think the court is going to have to weigh in on a contested election? Do you think there are going to be lots of challenges to ballots, especially with so many people voting because of COVID-19 concerns by absentee ballot?
Well, we are 24 days out. This is definitely an unprecedented election year. We're definitely seeing an increase across the country of people that are voting by absentee, voting by mail. We're also seeing an increase of ballots being sent to the wrong house, to people that have passed away, to people who have since moved away. So I'm very concerned about ballot integrity, and I think that is important. It's an important principle in this country to make sure that our ballots and elections are secure, safe, and you have that ballot integrity. I don't want to weigh in on that because I think it's really important to see how this plays out over the coming days. There are already court cases, though, pending at the state levels as they're making some of these decisions about how ballots are cast. My focus in this district is making sure that if people want to vote absentee, they know how to do so. It's a safe and secure way. It's also safe and secure to vote in person early, which is new this year for the congressional elections. That starts on October 24th, and then, of course, on Election Day.
Now, the reason why, the reason why I played that clip, well, I think it's, I think we really need to understand the voting here, because we knew back then how Biden was getting elected. Okay, this was a concern expressed before the election. Okay, the voter fraud. This was expressed before the allegations of the voter fraud by Trump. Dead people voting. Okay? People who are absentees, people who didn't vote. Well, guess what? Somebody voted for them. It's not the first time it's happened in history. It's been happening since the beginning of the American elections. It's been happening. But never had it happen so much to put this puppet in office, this Joe O'Biden, who's doing worse of a job than Obama. I just wanted to throw that out there in case anybody forgot. I don't want people to forget. People forget too easily. That's why history is allowed to repeat itself over and over again. This jackass we got in office right now is not our legitimate president. Trump is. And I'm hearing the language today. I'm hearing the language all around when people talk about Trump. They still say President Trump. Not former President Trump. They still say President Trump. The people know that Joe Biden is not their president. So I just want people to understand. I want to touch on that very quickly. But anyhow, I want to go into this next clip, this corporate Nazism that's going on right now.
Twitter has suspended a Spanish politician's account after he tweeted a man cannot get pregnant.
Deputy to Spain's far-right Vox party, Francisco José Contreras, was locked out of his Twitter account for 12 hours for saying a man cannot get pregnant because they have no uterus or eggs. His comments were shared with an article about a transgendered male who announced they were a father after giving birth to a baby girl. The politician took to Facebook to explain to his followers why his account had suddenly disappeared on the platform. In a Facebook post on May 11, he said he had received a message from Twitter, which said he had violated its policies on hate speech. The hateful tweet, which I was forced to delete, was one that said, "A man cannot get pregnant. A man has no womb or eggs. You can see this is already fascist biology. Next time I'll try 2 plus 2 equals 4. A spokesperson for Twitter has declined to comment on the suspension.
Will, do you want to go first?
Well, it's funny, this did not make the show yesterday. It was on my tab. Every night, you know what, I I leave several tabs up on things we just can't get to, and it's really what I feel like, or what you feel like, or how the flow of the show is going, if it goes with something. And yeah, I had that as an open tab yesterday to look into, and don't feel like I have to prep. I mean, I do feel like I have to preface this. Don't feel like I should, but I know I have to. I actually have transgender friends. I have had transgender people on my show. As I've always said, as long as you're over 18 years old, whatever you want to do to yourself, as long as you're not harming anybody, I could totally care less. And as you guys are all very well aware, I'm the consummate free market capitalist. So I believe Twitter is a private company. They can do whatever they want. However, by saying a man cannot have a kid, that's not hate speech, that's a fact. Now, if he said, hey, this loony F word, what you would call cigarettes in Britain, and then post his address and calls for violence, well, then, you know, that's not good. You know what I'm saying? I actually don't believe in hate speech at all. But if Twitter wants to define certain words and things as something that is hate speech for their platform, and they keep it across the board as far as enforcement, and it keeps with the laws and their other policy, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I'm not some kind of right-wing nut, but yeah, people should be able to say that. Remember Kindergarten Cop? Boys have penises and girls have vaginas. How long is that movie going to be up for? Getting really weird out here.
Yeah, you know? When is that movie going to be considered not PC? When are they going to ban that movie from being shown on television forever?
No, they don't. They can make any decision they want. This new update has been brought to you by Kwanzaa All the Way, now live on DVD and Blu-ray. And now, don't forget the Terminator, but this is the inclusive lover of all people. Okay, I'm running out of Terminator, but yeah.
It's not the losers. It's not the Judas. No. Oh, wow. Yeah. Amazing. Well, but see, that is Nazi takeover of even government. Why are the politicians being attacked? I mean, first we had Trump, now we got Twitter attacking another politician. That's I find that to be, I mean, because usually it's the other way around. We have Facebook getting fined by governments everywhere. So are they gonna try to rise up and become the supreme power of what can be said and what can't be? Because this is actually a lot like government speak. Okay, there was supposed to be a way to rewire the brain. Okay, that and is spoken of in the book of 1984. It's Orwellian speak, where they're trying to take away the language. For example, They want to take away the ability for you to be able to speak ill of the government. So they take away words that express hatred for the government out of the language. So instead of saying, you know, I hate the government, the only way you can really say that is like, I'm not very happy with the government today. So, you know, they can change the speech, and that's how this whole PC thing has come about, is they want to change and take away words that express the truth. And the day that comes where all burdens of quote-unquote hate are taken away from us, we are not going to be able to know how to express things that are wrong or evil to us. So, I think it's really a crime. It's a real crime on what they're doing.
I have something on that. I've read all the books, We by Yevgeny Zamyatin, 1984, and Brave New World, and the ultimate goal is that you can't think anything against the state. When they take away the language, eventually you have nothing to even formulate an idea about how you feel about something.
Yes. Well, yes. Exactly.
Not only just that, too. Another way they're facilitating that is Facebook applied for a patent. We've covered it on this show. We've covered it on my channel as well. That Facebook has applied for a patent to literally read your thoughts. So not only are they taking the language away, but even if they can't read your thoughts, which who knows if they can or can't at this point, but if they can't, if they just put in the news that they can, then you're gonna self-censor, and you're not gonna have those negative thoughts. Oh, well, man, maybe the government's listening. I wouldn't even want to make a joke about my head about something bad about the government. I gotta shun that from my head. So good point, Mike.
All right. Well, oh boy. Okay. So I want to go ahead. I want to tear this next clip apart. We can pause it whenever we need to speak on it. So go ahead.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The United States remains the most powerful country in the world. That's the good news. What's interesting is that this country has occupied that position for so long that relatively few Americans have considered what would happen if we slipped from that perch. Would it matter if America became subordinate to other nations? There's a debate about that. Let's see. At work, does it matter to you who the boss is? It probably does matter. That's the person who can fire you. And the world isn't so different from that. The top countries give the orders. The rest of the planet takes the orders, whether they like it or not. We've lost sight of that because for more than a century, America effectively has been in charge of much of the world. And that's exactly why we have stayed rich and free for that time. Most Americans on some level understand that this is an arrangement worth preserving, if only because the options to it are so much worse. How'd you like to be forced to obey the Chinese Communist Party? Not so much. How would you feel about surrendering the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency and immediately going bankrupt? No thanks. Most of us would like to avoid outcomes like that. And that's why we spend more than any country in the world on our military. There's a reason the Department of Defense is our largest government agency. It's not just because defense contractors are powerful. It's because we all agree it's really important. In exchange for all that money and all that power and all the little oversight we give it, we expect, in return, the Pentagon will stay up late thinking of ways to keep America strong. The question is, have they been doing that? When you can judge for yourself. Most of the generals we see quoted in the press seem more committed to meeting some counterproductive diversity goal, hiring more pregnant Air Force pilots, assembling the world's first transgender SEAL team, than on defending the United States. The conflicts the Pentagon says it's preparing for often seem comically small and outdated, almost from colonial times, whether it's wrangling with illiterate tribesmen in Afghanistan, that's very important, or ramping up for some new war against a remote group of buildings in Syria, wherever the hell Syria is.
Can okay, poor, pause irrelevant. Right there, now, I usually am making fun of Tucker Carlson here, but he's right on the ball. On this particular broadcast, he was right on the ball. I was very impressed with him. I always give credit where credit is due. But he cannot be more on the ball with this one. Now, yes, the United States, well, with the exception of one thing, we might be the superpower, United States of the world, but no, we do take our orders from Israel. Okay? We're not the number one nation. United States federal government takes their orders directly from Israel. They Israel owns our government, whether you like it or not. We want to admit it or not. So, yeah. And it seems to be like overkill for the wars that we are in currently. Overkill. What exactly do we have to show for it? I don't know. Maybe some bigger pipelines. Lots of Iraqis and Afghans dead. But yeah, we need to have some pregnant women, some transgender people in the ranks, right? Let's go ahead and continue the clip.
A ramping up for some new war against a remote group of buildings in Syria, wherever the hell Syria is. Can poor, irrelevant countries really be our gravest enemies? We act like it, but they're not. And that's been confirmed tonight, by the way. This nation's most formidable foe, the new defense secretary just told us, is the weather itself. Going forward, the U.S. military has declared a hot war on global warming.
Today, no nation can find lasting security without addressing the climate crisis. We face all kinds of threats in our line of work, but few of them truly deserve to be called existential. A climate crisis does deserve to be called existential.
Existential. If you've got a cliche, he will read it on television. That was Lloyd Austin, of course. Lloyd Austin is a former defense contractor, not surprisingly. He's a full-time ideologue as well. Having Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon is...
Okay, let's pause right there. Now, we have a DOD general, top brass general, saying that the biggest threat to America is not Afghans, not some terrorist or some faction in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world for that matter. Not even considering China as a threat at this point. The biggest threat to America is climate change. Now, if you've listened to my previous shows, when I'm telling you, when you see these talks on the mainstream news and they use the word climate change, they're not talking about natural weather. They're talking about climate warfare. Okay? United States is not the only country on the planet with HAARP arrays. 28 different HAARP arrays exist around the planet. Not all belonging to the United States. So, climate change is the absolute biggest threat to America. And I wonder why. I mean, if climate change was really something existential, something beyond human control, you'd be hearing these speeches from scientists, environmental scientists. Not some DOD general. See, the responsibility of a general is warfare. Why is he talking about climate change? Because it's something that is a militarized weapon. So he must speak on it. Go ahead.
If you've got a cliche, he will read it on television. That was Lloyd Austin, of course. Lloyd Austin is a former defense contractor, not surprisingly. He's a full-time ideologue as well. Having Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon is like handing control of the entire U.S. military to the editorial page of the New York Times. Here is Lloyd Austin explaining that the single scariest risk our soldiers face is the possibility they might have to serve alongside Americans who didn't vote for Joe Biden.
And if confirmed, I will fight hard to stamp out sexual assault and to rid our ranks of racists and extremists. The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
He's a joke and a mediocrity. And, of course, he was confirmed by the Senate as if he was impressive. But he's not. And the results are entirely predictable. A new report in Revolver News puts a finer point on what exactly is happening at the Pentagon under Lloyd Austin. Austin has hired an activist type called Bishop Garrison as the head of the military's vast diversity and inclusion apparatus, a group of offices that has nothing to do with fighting and winning wars. Just spend 5 minutes Googling Bishop Garrison. Treat yourself. He's a lunatic. A few years ago, he announced that anyone who supports Donald Trump, that would be tens of millions of American citizens, many of whom have served in the military, is a white supremacist. And by the way, he said, there is no room for nuance, quote, on that question. Garrison wrote a lot of things like that. You can Google it. Again, you should. Now, and this is the point, he's one of the most powerful officials in the U.S. military. Democrats in Congress are thrilled as they watch this. Their party now has all the tanks and drones. What's strange is that Republicans don't seem to have noticed that it happened. They're still giving the same vacuous speeches about the troops, and then, of course, signing off on ever-expanding defense budgets with no oversight. The effect? The same fighting force that for generations we have been so proud of, the people who stormed Saipan and Guadalcanal, have been captured without a shot by people who seem like rejects from the Google HR department. And its defenders, the defenders of the troops, can't be bothered to say a word about it. Do they have television? Have they seen the Army's latest recruiting ad?
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California, with a little girl raised by two moms. Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way.
I also march for equality. Oh, shut up. Who cares? Please stop talking about yourself for once. It is boring and irrelevant and insulting. This is not just your country. It belongs to all of us. Your job is to defend it. Please do so. Yet it's becoming clear they have no interest in defending it. And here's the latest evidence of that. It comes from CBS last night. This is a clip from a 60 Minutes report on, of all things, UFOs and the U.S. military.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. We gotta stop there because we gotta get a commercial break, and I definitely want to rip this thing apart. So, guys, stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.